This is the NedGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from NedGroup Investments Multi-Manager. Welcome to this week's installment of your market and economic wrap titled Finance Minister Shocks the Nation with Delay in Budget Speech to the 12th of March 2025. Today, in a shock announcement, the country's Minister of Finance announced a delay in delivering of the Government of National Unity's first budget. The country was praised last year for forming a Government of National Unity in such a short space of time. But a trade-off of that is that little time was spent on getting agreement of coalition parties on certain key issues from a policy perspective, the national budget being one of these. The national budget is one where political posturing and policy wish lists need to make way for concrete, real-life decisions. The disagreement goes largely around the minister's proposal to increase VAT or VAT by 2% in order to generate additional revenue. The DA and other coalition parties were opposed to this as they felt it was a regressive tax, hitting the poor more than the wealthy. The DA is also of the opinion that the government should rather reduce spending than increase taxes, largely cutting back on the large public wage bill, which is proportionally one of the highest in the world. Leadership skills will be needed the next few weeks to navigate through this and get consensus among the Government of National Unity. A possible silver lining is that it may strengthen the GNU and how it works on future policy agreements. We shall wait till the 12th of March with bated breath. Markets initially reacted poorly, with the rand falling to around 18 rand 60 level to the dollar, but came back slightly later in the afternoon. The US dollar was strong today against most emerging market currencies, and most stock markets around the world fell today. So not all of this can be attributed to the budget delay. Last week, domestic equities recorded another week of broad-based gains, with the JSE All-Share Index closing higher as all its sub-indices rose on Wednesday and Thursday to reverse the losses from the start of the week. In the US, strong earnings reports from tech companies and continued optimism on the economy lifted the major indices. European markets and the Japanese Nikkei are also strengthened as fears about the damage from Trump's tariffs faded somewhat. Bond yields eased marginally as inflation fears moderated somewhat because the markets expected delays in the implementation of Trump's reciprocal tariff proposals. The US 10-year yield dropped to 4.54% yesterday after touching 4.63% on Wednesday last week. Locally, bond markets are flat ahead of the budget that was delayed today. In commodity markets, Brent crude oil prices eased on the prospects of potential talks between the US and Russia. President Trump announced that the US and Russia would immediately start negotiations to end the Russia-Ukrainian war, easing fears of the war continuing to impact the Russian oil and gas supply. The gold price has set a new record high of $2,934 an ounce as it benefits from its inflation hedge status. Finally, in his semi-annual testimony to the Senate Banking Committee, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell reiterated that the Fed would not hurry to further cut its policy interest rate, stating that the monetary policy was less restrictive than a year ago. Powell would not be drawn into debate on his views on the Trump administration's trade tariffs, stressing that the Fed would assess the likely impact on inflation once the tariff policy was much more clear. That brings us to the end of today's market report. As we predicted last month, the past few weeks have seen market volatility and now a budget delay surprise. We feel that there will be more like this to come, but we hope that this will lead to a stronger GNU in the future rather than increased fragmentation. Till next time, with thanks, Trevor.
Ned Group Collective Investments is an authorised collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Ned Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit nedgroupinvestments.co.za. Ned Group Investments. See money differently.